Hello and welcome to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM and WKRM Radio. Your hometown news broadcasting from the Debbie Matthews Nashville Realty Newsroom in Columbia, Tennessee. I'm your host, Tom Price. Today is Wednesday, April 17th, and we start with local news. At approximately 3 p.m. Monday afternoon, emergency responders were dispatched to the General Motors plant for a commercial structure fire. Upon arrival, smoke was visible from a door. The situation was quickly assessed, and it was determined that a transformer had overheated. Fortunately, no injuries were reported. A collaborative effort between General Motors safety staff, Columbia Fire Department, and Spring Hill Fire Department brought the incident under control swiftly. The plant has resumed normal operations. The Tennessee Department of Transportation has closed a portion of I-840 in Williamson County at mile marker 28 due to bridge damage. The 840 eastbound bridge was damaged by a CSX crew doing work on the railroad underneath. TDOT has sent a bridge inspection team to the site to determine the extent of the damage. According to Tennessee Highway Patrol, a mini excavator was working just west of Columbia Pike underneath the overpass at mile marker 28 when it hit a concrete beam. The incident left several concrete support beams damaged, and Tennessee Highway Patrol, along with the Williamson County Sheriff's Office, closed the interstate. Eastbound lanes will remain closed for the time being. There is a diversion in place at exit 23 for State Route 246 Carter's Creek Pike. TDOT is asking drivers to bear with them at this time as they inspect the bridge and determine next steps. Columbia has set the dates and details for its upcoming special census, which aims to pinpoint population growth to ensure additional funding. The comprehensive undertaking aims to update demographic data crucial for various community planning and funding purposes, city officials say. Columbia's population has grown tremendously since the previous census in 2020, a City of Columbia press release states. The initiative seeks to ensure that every individual in Columbia is accounted for, thus enabling the government to secure essential funds for services that directly impact the community's well-being. The special census will take place from August through November and is being conducted in partnership with the U.S. Census Bureau. Columbia City Council approved the special census back in March, which included a $928,000 investment. Our goal is to reach all citizens of Columbia in our quest for an accurate population count, Mayor Chas Mulder said. By participating in the special census, our residents can actively contribute to the betterment of our community and pave the way for a brighter future, he said. The special census would be completed in time for the fiscal year 2025-2026 budget, which would include the new growth numbers. Citizens will have two opportunities to complete the census, starting with an online survey from August 14th through September 6th, followed by door-to-door surveys from September 25th to November 14th. The special census is a proactive step towards addressing the evolving needs of our city, City Manager Tony Massey stated in the release. By obtaining accurate population figures, we can better allocate resources and prioritize city services and infrastructure development, he said. City officials said they anticipate the increased population numbers to generate approximately $1.2 million per year, leading to the next 2030 census, amounting to about $6 million total. Therefore, the nearly $1 million investment approved in March should be made up within the first year, Massey previously stated in March. It could also secure Columbia with entitlement city status if the population has exceeded 50,000 people, which would factor not only into the amount of money allocated each year, but assessing the city's top priorities and needs. The city could position itself to vie for more grant funding opportunities as well, Massey said. From my perspective, I see this as a good move for council to approve as a business investment, because we should get our money back within the first year, Massey said. And then over the next few years, that amount goes forward, he said. Yesterday, Lister Hill Credit Union held their grand opening on Kedron Road in Spring Hill. Front Porch Radio's Mary Susan Kennedy attended the ribbon cutting and spoke to Brad Green, president and CEO at Lister Hill's newest credit union.
This is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio. This morning I'm at a ribbon cutting celebrating the grand opening of Lister Hill Credit Union, located on Kedron Road in the heart of Spring Hill. And I'm speaking with the president and CEO of Lister Hill, Brad Green. Congratulations, Brad.
Thank you so much. It's an honor to become a member of this community in this manner, and we're delighted about the opportunity to serve and make a positive impact here.
Well, I know the community's excited as well. Tell us about some of the services y'all provide here at Lister Hill.
Well, we are a full financial service institution. We exist to help people borrow and save and, you know, manage their financial relationships. So everything from consumer lending to mortgage lending, a little bit of business lending, and full range of deposit and saving services we can offer people through a financial cooperative approach.
And that's so helpful. And what about online services? Are some of these services available online?
Absolutely. You know, the world today works through an app. So Lister Hill does too. Both Lister Hill Mobile and Lister Hill Online are services available either through the app on your smartphone or through the web.
So I assume people can make deposits, check balances, that kind of thing online?
Absolutely, as well as, you know, open accounts, apply for loans and things of that matter. So fully digital approach if somebody wants it.
That's amazing. And I understand also that credit union is a membership-based organization. Tell us about that. How would one become a member?
That is our single most important distinction. This is not for-profit banking. We are a financial cooperative, which means we don't have any customers. All of our people that we serve are members. They're actually owners of the credit union. So we exist just, you know, to serve them and to better their financial futures.
So if one would like to become a member, would they contact you and explain that?
Actually, there are several bases that, you know, that people can become members. I guess the most important one here is anyone who lives in Murray County is eligible to join Lister Hill.
Okay, that's great. And what are the days and hours of operation of this particular location in Spring Hill?
Well, this particular location, as far as the lobby itself, we're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 5. And then this location has our latest technologies that basically make this accessible 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Those services we mentioned, deposits, withdrawals, cashing checks, making loan payments, all of that is available at basically any time you want to do that.
That is just amazing. And I will say the location itself, as I wandered through, is fresh and new and so attractive and so welcoming. It's perfect in case people want to drop in. And do you have a web presence or social media you'd like to include?
Sure. You can find more information about this location specifically at www.listerhill.com/Spring Hill.
One more time.
www.listerhill.com/Spring Hill.
Okay, wonderful. Anything you want to add?
Again, it's an honor of ours to serve this community, and we in the fulfillment of our mission, we want to be an improvement, you know, for people personally and their financial futures.
Well, it's wonderful. I know you're going to be such an asset to the community. Thank you. Again, this is Mary Susan Kennedy with Front Porch Radio.
TriStar Health announced on Monday that it plans to apply for a Certificate of Need with the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission to build a full-service acute care hospital in Spring Hill. If approved, the $250 million community hospital will be built on the same site as the existing TriStar Spring Hill ER and will offer a wide range of services, including 68 beds, intensive care unit, labor and delivery unit, neonatal intensive care unit, 4 operating rooms, cardiac catheterization services, and imaging services, including MRI. We are proud to have served thousands of patients in Spring Hill and surrounding communities over the past 10 years with convenient emergency care, said Mitch Edgeworth, president of HCA Healthcare TriStar Division. As Spring Hill's population continues to grow, it is time for the community to have access to essential healthcare services at a full-service hospital closer to where they live, work, and play, he said. TriStar Spring Hill Hospital will provide essential healthcare infrastructure to support the current and future growth of Spring Hill and surrounding communities. Spring Hill's population increased from just under 9,000 residents in 2000 to more than 50,000 in 2020. In the next 5 years, the population is expected to continue to grow to around 64,000 residents, according to the Tennessee Comptroller of the Treasury. Currently, Spring Hill is Tennessee's largest city without a hospital. I fully support a full-service Spring Hill hospital, said Jim Hageman, mayor of Spring Hill. Our city needs access to care, and the economic impact of the proposed hospital in the first 5 years of operation will result in nearly $870 million and more than 3,000 new jobs to Spring Hill. This is the right move at the right time for our city, he said. TriStar Health will be hosting a community information meeting on Tuesday, May 14th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Community Baptist Church. For more information, you can visit TriStarSpringHillHospital.com. In response to TriStar's announcement, Murray Regional released a statement saying, Murray Regional Health has long supported and provided healthcare services to Spring Hill. However, we are opposed to the construction of a hospital that will only duplicate the services already provided by Murray Regional Health and Williamson Health, both not-for-profit health systems that have served the Spring Hill community for decades. Murray Regional Health, which is celebrating its 70th year in operation, remains committed to serving the Spring Hill community and larger southern Middle Tennessee region. In fact, we are among the first organizations to bring healthcare services to Spring Hill, opening a primary care practice in 1998. Since that time, we've expanded our services and providers in the areas of primary care, urgent care, physician specialist clinics, and physical therapy, as well as joint ventures in to offer imaging, ambulatory surgery, and oncology in the heart of Spring Hill. Today, Murray Regional Health is one of the largest providers of medical services to the Spring Hill community. As part of our ongoing commitment to growing the availability of medical resources for all residents of Murray County, Murray Regional Health recently announced a $115 million expansion plan that includes expanding capacity in the ER, adding 10 treatment areas for a total of 48, and creating a new secure behavioral health unit. Expanding the front of the medical center to improve access and relocate key patient and visitor services toward the main entrance. Expanding the Heart Center following a $1.9 million investment in new cardiac catheterization technology in 2023 and the growth of cardiologists on the medical staff to 12 by May of 2024 through partnerships with Vanderbilt Health and Ascension St. Thomas. Expanding the pavilion by 34,000 square feet to create an additional outpatient surgery center on the first floor and expand space for physician practices while relocating the Women's Imaging and Breast Center to improve the experience of women in our community. And reconfiguring parking areas and driving routes with significant benefits, including the addition of 189 parking spaces, additional handicap parking near the main entrance, and separation of the patient drop-off location from the main traffic thoroughfare. Williamson Health is also in the process of implementing a $200 million expansion plan with improvements to labor and delivery, neonatal intensive care, cardiology, emergency room, intensive care, and additional beds. While on the surface, this proposed HCA hospital may be appealing to residents, duplication of unnecessary services in the healthcare industry will only serve to increase costs for patients and threaten the availability of health services for some of the community's most vulnerable patients. Murray Regional Health reinvests its revenue into the programs, services, and facilities that benefit patients, regardless of their financial status, and to recruit and retain an expert clinical team. By duplicating services that are already available, HCA's proposed hospital will simply create an even greater shortage of available physicians, nurses, and other clinical staff in the midst of a nationwide shortage of these professionals, resulting in physician and nurse-to-patient ratios that are detrimental to clinical quality and patient safety. HCA's facility will also drive up the cost of healthcare in the region and make it more difficult to invest in new specialties, equipment, and facilities. They went on to say, "We firmly believe that Murray Regional Health and Williamson Health have historically provided and remain committed to providing the services needed for the residents of Spring Hill. HCA TriStar's proposed hospital will only serve to unnecessarily increase the cost of healthcare and exacerbate physician and nurse shortages. For these reasons, we will be opposing HCA's request to build this unneeded hospital with the Tennessee Health Facilities Commission," they concluded. The Murray Alliance Agribusiness Committee invites you to their annual Farm City Breakfast honoring the agriculture and agribusiness industry of Murray County. This year's Farm City Breakfast will be held on Friday, April 26th at the Ridley 4-H Center. The breakfast line opens at 6:45 a.m. with the program beginning at 7 and concluding by 8:30. The keynote speaker is Mr. Eric Mayberry, president of Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation, and he will be honoring the Biffle Potts Farm in Hampshire as a century farm. There's no charge to attend the breakfast. However, he will be collecting donations during the event for their 2024 Farm City Scholarship Memorial Fund. This year's scholarships will be given in memory of D.C. Neely. Scholarships are currently available for Maury County seniors pursuing degrees in an agriculture-related field of study. The deadline to apply is April 12th. Please share this application with anyone you know who may qualify. Learn more about the scholarship opportunities by visiting www.murrayalliance.com. The Spring Hill Police Department is currently taking applications for the 2024 session of the Citizens Police Academy, or CPA. The CPA is an excellent opportunity to learn about your local police department and what goes on behind the scenes. The Academy will cover topics such as the use of force, patrol operations, traffic enforcement, criminal investigations, firearms training, and more. The CPA is open to all individuals 21 years of age or older and reside or work within the municipal city limits of Spring Hill. Persons may apply outside of the municipal city limits, however, precedence will be given to those within the municipal city limits. For more information, please get in touch with Officer Michael Stewart at mstewart, that's M-S-T-E-W-A-R-T, at springhilltn.org. You can apply online by visiting citizens-police-academy. Columbia State Community College's Columbia campus is excited to announce summer camps for 2024. The Game Design Unity Camp will run from June 10th through the 14th for rising 6th through 8th grade students. Campers will craft virtual worlds, master optimization techniques, and bring their video games to life with sounds and animations. Join us for an adventure in creativity and technology. The Rhythm Retreat Music Camp will run from June 24th through the 27th for rising 4th through 6th graders. Student participants will experience drumming, comprehend new piano skills, enjoy music games, and take part in choral singing. Innovate and Illuminate will run from July 8th through the 12th for rising 6th through 8th graders. Participants will learn to make fun and useful projects using the fundamentals of circuit building and microcontroller programming. For more information about all of their summer camps and to register, visit www.campusce.net/Columbia State. You can also email workforcedev@columbiastate.edu. And now your hometown memorials, sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home. Carrie Blaine Huckabee, 57, died Monday, April 8th in Columbia. Funeral services will be conducted on Saturday, April 20th at 11 a.m. at First United Methodist Church. Burial will follow at Pope Memorial Gardens. The family will visit with friends on Friday, April 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, and Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. in the atrium at First United Methodist Church. Online condolences may be extended at www.oaksandnichols.com. Mrs. Janie Nicholson, 83, died Thursday, April 11th at her residence. The body will lie in state on Thursday from 12 to 6 p.m. with family present from 5 to 6 at Baxter Brothers Funeral Home. Visitation will take place on Friday from 11 to 12 at White Springs United Primitive Baptist Church, with funeral to follow at noon. Burial will follow in Pinecrest Cemetery. Hometown Memorials is sponsored by Oaks and Nichols Funeral Home, serving with dignity and consideration for over 150 years.
As years go by, people may tend to forget just what a funeral is really all about. At Oaks and Nichols, we believe it's first and always a special remembrance of someone you love. We start by listening to your needs and desires. If you're unsure, we can help, gently, professionally. At Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, we haven't lost sight of why we're here, to serve Maury County families in the ways they prefer, and why your satisfaction is so important to Jeff Hargrove and Susie Sowell.
There's a great deal of satisfaction in serving a family and serving them well. It's an eye for detail and thoughtfulness, and taking the time to see that things are done right.
We do have nice facilities and good people, and we work hard to do things well, but we don't want that to intimidate people as to what they think it will cost. Taking care of you is our primary concern.
Oaks and Nichols Funeral Directors, 320 West 7th Street in Columbia, since 1856, people you can rely on.
For your southern Middle Tennessee weather, we will have cloudy skies with rain tapering off later in the day. The high will be 78 degrees with winds out of the south-southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. The chance of rain today, 90%. Tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 61 degrees. Winds will be light and variable. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll cover state and national news that affect you. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Debbie Matthews grew up and lives in beautiful Columbia, Tennessee. As a realtor, she is well-versed in homes, neighborhoods, development, and schools. She wants to share her love of her home state with others to help them find just the right place to raise a family, open a business, or develop a dream. From luxury listings to land, she can handle it all. She is the current leading producer, Nashville Realty Group. Contact Debbie Matthews Realtor at 615-476-3224. That's 615-476-3224.
Family first. My dad used to tell us that all the time. But family first wasn't just something he'd say to us. It was how he lived every day of his life. And it's how I try to live mine, too.
At Shelter Insurance, our agents are dedicated to helping provide personalized auto, home, and life protection that puts your family first.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter agent Tommy Hyde Jr. at 388-2009.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench. Still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
We all live very busy lives. Sometimes we just need a break. Wouldn't it be nice to have an extra pair of hands to help out? Let me introduce you to New Dawn Cleaning Service. No job is too big or too small because they do it all, from residential to commercial. They offer standard cleaning, construction cleaning, carpet shampooing, and window cleaning. Whether you are looking for a one-time service or regular schedule cleaning plan, New Dawn is ready to help. With years of experience, you can relax, kick back, and call New Dawn Cleaning Service at 615-977-6901.
This is Bob Kessling with Pat Ryan. It's a beautiful day for digging. The backhoe operator has the engine running and is moving into position. He's heading for the ground. He's in there. Wait, there's a flag on the play. Let's get out of the field for the call from our official.
Illegal procedure on the digging team.
Oh, that penalty could cause a costly accident.
That's right, Bob. He needs to call before he digs. There's underground utility lines that could be hiding just below the surface. Water, sewer, electrical, communication lines, and even natural gas.
Avoid a penalty by first calling 811 to have any underground public utility lines located and marked with flags or paint.
It's free, it's easy, and it's the law.
For more tips, visit pipesafety.org. This message brought to you by the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and the Tennessee Gas Association, funded in part by a grant from the Underground Utility Damage Enforcement Board.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today on WKOM 101.7 and WKRM 103.7, your hometown source for news and information. I'm Tom Price. And now news from around the state. On Friday, May 24th, the Tennessee State Library and Archives will host a free presentation as part of its Author Talks series. The event will take place at noon and will feature Dr. Mark Cheatham. Tennessee's and America's history is woven intricately with the legacies of its remarkable leaders, said Secretary of State Trey Hargett. We're excited to learn more about the threads that bound two former presidents together and the developments that drove them apart, shaping our nation's course during this fascinating chapter in our narrative. Dr. Cheatham is a professor of history and project director of the papers of Martin Van Buren at Cumberland University. He will be examining the political partnership between Presidents James K. Polk and Martin Van Buren and their profound influences on our nation. Both men built a mutually beneficial political alliance in the 1830s and early 1840s. However, the 1844 presidential election year irreparably harmed their relationship and threatened to divide the political party to which they had dedicated their lives. As custodians of Tennessee's literary treasures and historical legacies, we honor our past by understanding it together, said Tennessee State Librarian and Archivist Jamie Ritter. Join us as we delve deep into the political partnership between James K. Polk and Martin Van Buren during Dr. Cheatham's insightful presentation. Cheatham has written or edited 9 books, including the recently published Who is James K. Polk? The Presidential Election of 1844, which was a finalist for the 2023 Tennessee History Book Award. The event will take place at the Library and Archives located at 1001 Representative John Lewis Way North on Bicentennial Capitol Mall State Park, across from the Tennessee State Museum. The facility's garage is on Junior Gillum Way. Seating for this event is limited, so reservations are required. For the latest information, follow social media for Tennessee State Library and Archives, their Facebook page, Tennessee State Library and Archives, and Instagram at TNLIB Archives. You can also learn more about the Library and Archives by calling 615-741-2764. Let's take one last break. When we come back, we'll cover the final story of the day. You're listening to Southern Middle Tennessee Today.
Turner and Osborne Tire Company, 1016 South Main Street in Columbia. Give them a call at 931-388-6822. They've been doing business since 1947 and in their current location since 1964. They provide the best tire and mechanical work at some of the best prices in Middle Tennessee. Hey, they're official Michelin and Goodyear dealers, and they've got all kinds of brands as well. Stop by and see Walker Vining and his professional staff, or check them out online at turnerandosborne.com. That's turnerandosborne.com.
Living with a worn joint can be painful and frustrating. Leave your joint pain in the past with a joint replacement procedure at Murray Regional Health. Our joint replacement program has been recognized in the top 10% of the nation for medical excellence and patient safety, thanks to our highly skilled and experienced surgical staff who perform progressive procedures for the knees, hips, shoulders, elbows, and ankles. For more information, go to murrayregional.com/joint replacement. Murray Regional Health, where clinical excellence meets compassionate care.
Have you ever wondered if your insurance needs can be personalized? This is Hunter Carey. Our team specializes in planning your insurance needs to get you the best possible solution. State Farm is the largest home and auto insurer in the country. I love bringing that to my hometown. Born and raised in Columbia, I'm grateful for our close community ties. We offer help with home, auto, and life insurance for everyone in our community. Our office is located at 909 South Garden Street, across from the fire station. We're also online at huntercarey.com. That's Hunter, C-A-R-Y.com.
Welcome back to Southern Middle Tennessee Today, and now our final story. The Nashville Zoo recently welcomed a new red ruffed lemur. The zoo's soon-to-be 8-year-old red ruffed lemur Phoebe gave birth to her second infant, Helios, on March 27th. Red ruffed lemurs are typically born at night, but Helios was born during the day. Due to this timing and the distinctive white markings around his face, he got his name from the sun god. Helios will remain in his inside habitat for the first couple of months with mom until he is large enough to move to the lemur's outdoor habitat. The Nashville Zoo will post updates as to when zoo guests will be able to say hello in person to their newest addition. Last year, Phoebe gave birth to her first infant, Penelope, on April 20th. Since red-ruffed lemurs are critically endangered in the wild, each birth is crucial to the survival of the species. That's all for this edition of Southern Middle Tennessee Today on Kennedy Broadcasting, WKOM, WKRM Radio. I'll be back tomorrow to update you with the latest news. I'm Tom Price. Thanks for listening. Be safe and have a great day.